Blog Talk Radio.
Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. Yes, the story of Jesus.
Hello world, it's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast. For the next 2 hours, we'll be having preaching and singing with all of our regular guests from Kentucky, Georgia, Oklahoma, Florida, Ohio, and many other places. And now, here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, and his wife, Betty, live in Telico Plains, Tennessee, USA.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. It's good to be able to come back again into country, homes, wherever you're at there. Just lifting up the name of Jesus. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ. We're coming on today, a special service. This is Brother James Miles is going to be preaching on this today because we didn't get to preach on it the other time. We got some great preachers on here with us. We thank God for each and everyone that come on. We appreciate everyone that comes on and ministers, and we're not trying to cut nobody out, but today we're just going to do a short one. We're just going to do an hour instead of 2 hours. So the title of the service today is The Old Path. You know, we got to seek out the old path. And I just thank God for that. So thank God for the service that was already been on here about 2 weeks ago. This same service, but Brother Miles and myself, we didn't get to do nothing on it then. We thank God for the ones that did come on there and minister to us. So Brother Miles, you got in there yet?
Yes, I'm in here, brother.
Okay, I'm going to let Tim sing a couple of songs, then we'll obey the Lord there. I'll get you to obey the Lord first, then.
All right, brother.
Good. We're on Facebook Live and on Blog Talk Radio, so thank God for Facebook Live and Blog Talk Radio. So, Brother Miles, let's go to the Lord in prayer and just pray right now before Tim sings.
Lord.
Go ahead and lead us.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We thank you, praise you for this opportunity to lift up the name of the Word of God. Ask God to bless the name of the Lord. And dear God, bless us. Let your anointing be upon us, God, to preach the Word of God. The Word of God might be Father God. Each one of us would get back in his own path.
Your God to pray for the whole ministry. And Father, we just ask you, Lord, God, God, we speak the word you give us to speak. And Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the ones that are going
to be able to bring the word of God, the
whole Bible, the
whole Jesus, the whole path, Lord, is what we're preaching about today. And Lord, I pray for my people to take from it. And Lord, as he brings the word of God, the anointing of God will be a
Lord, speak the word. Lord, that you have to speak this day, God. And Lord, we give the praise and the honor and the honor of us, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise
Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Okay, we're going to let Tim sing a couple of songs here. So just worship the Lord with us there as he sings. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Each of us today. They say just do your own thing.
Amen.
Every people, if we're gonna live for Him, while there may be difference in a world of compromise, and I'll stand for You, Jesus, though I might be criticized. For me, You were ridiculed while that crucified. So all there can be different, set apart and sanctified. So I may not be famous, and my name may never be. And rise like a rainbow litter for all the world to see. So all there to be different in a world of compromise. And I'll stand for You, Jesus, though I might be criticized. For me, You were ridiculed all day crucified. All there to be different in a part and sanctified. Yes, all there can be different in a part and sanctified.
This world has strayed so far away. We've forgotten how to worship. We've forgotten how to pray. The faithful hope, my friend, will never be taught. Let's seek out the old path. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. We're the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's burn with His power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, and it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. My Jesus said before He went away, I'm leaving now, but I'll return someday. If we expect to go with Him to the land where angels come, we better get our hearts right. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn to the power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn just power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. I'll tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. I thank God for that there tonight. Let's turn back to God. You know, I tell you what, that's what it's going to take is people turn their lives around and turn it back to God. And I just give God the glory for it. So, Brother Miles, just go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
All right, brother. We're coming out of Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. It said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. And brother, you know what? That's exactly where we're at in America today. We
Amen.
Wouldn't have all the turmoil we was having right now all across America if people would turn back to God, turn back to the Word of God and put Him in their lives and live the Word of God. You know, if you live the Word of God, you got to love your enemies. Well, they just want to
Amen.
Destroy each other nowadays. They don't want none of this. And you know what? People will say, well, maybe that don't apply to me. Well, I'm going to read something to you. I'm going to start verse 13. Same chapter and read a little bit. It says, for from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness, and from the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. And I thought about that verse right there. You know, he's saying this goes to everybody. The priest, the prophet, it don't matter who, the preachers, because there's preachers in America, big time preachers. I call his name, but I'm sort of don't want to do it because I don't want to offend nobody. But they preach that there's many ways to God. But God's telling them, you've got to get back to the old path. You've got to get back
Amen.
To the beginning before you can find the ending. You can't start in the middle of the Bible and say, well, this is the only part that applies to me. The Bible is the Word of God. And it tells you exactly how to walk, tells you how to raise your kids, tells you how to be a good husband, a good wife, a good father, a good mother,
Amen.
A good friend, a good neighbor. Everything that you need to know is in this Word of God. It said, but they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. And that's what it is today. There's no peace. People are praying, saying, oh, we're going to pray for peace everywhere. It's not happening. They've got to get back to God. Find peace in yourself,
Amen.
And you can be at peace with everybody else. But till you do, glory to God, the peace won't come to you unless you get this Word of God in your heart. You got to be like David. He cried out to God, said, write this on the walls of my tabernacle. In other words, instill your word inside me that I might live it. Glory to God. Put your statutes in me, God, that I can walk therein. And that's what God's telling us right here. Glory to God. You go back in the book of Proverbs, and it's chapter 22, verse 28 said, remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. If you can remember in the old days that they talk about a lot of times in churches, they'll say, oh, I remember in the old days, there was so many people here, they'd stand by the windows outside where they could hear the Word of God. They had a hunger and a thirst for something beside what's out here in this world. They had a hunger and thirst for God. They thirsted for righteousness. And he said, them that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. But we've removed the ancient landmarks. They're rewriting the Bible. There'll probably be a new version come out next week or next month. Somebody else want to make some money. They'll take out verses. They'll change what it says. And when you do, you
Amen.
Change the meaning. Glory to God. But here's what the Word says. Also in Proverbs, this comes out of chapter 14, verse 12 says this. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Glory to God. Do you understand what he's telling you? You can't do it the way you want to and make it into heaven. And I thought about it. I preached where my wife has just passed away. And I'm still in grief. But I know where she's at. Praise God. And I
Amen.
Know how to get there. I've got it in my hands. It's the Word of God instilled in me. And me living that Word is how I'm going to get where she's at. And it's how she got where she's at. Because she's in the
Amen.
Arms of God right now. Glory to God, there can't nobody tell me no different. Because I preached it and showed them exactly what the Word said. Them that's asleep in Jesus, God will bring with him when he comes. They ain't getting up out of no ground. You preach that all day long, but you're not studying enough. You're not getting deep enough. And God said, get back to the old path. Get back to where the Word of God means the Word of God. It don't mean your idea of it. It don't mean nobody's interpretation of it. It don't mean nobody's rewriting of it. It means the Word of God.
We've got to get back to the old paths. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
It tells
Bless you,
glory
Lord.
To God. Over in Ezekiel, it tells you about this. And it's in chapter 36, verse 20. I'll start in 24. It said, "For I'll take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle you clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh. And I'll put my spirit," you hearing this, "my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I give to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God." Well, glory to God. He's telling you that if you ain't got the Spirit of God in you, if you don't walk by his statutes and his judgments, you're not going to make it, friend. You can't call him your God until you surrender your life and give it to Jesus Christ, that he can give you life more abundant. And here's why. It says this in Big John. It said, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." If we can't walk mm-hmm. in this Word, then we can't please God. It's impossible. You can't do it and live by another version or another thing that they've wrote, and they still call it a Bible. You've got to get back in the Word of God. And it ain't going to make no difference who you are or how bad you dislike what I'm preaching, because I'm preaching the truth. And it's the truth in God, and I'm preaching it because I care about your soul. I want to see people saved. I want to make a difference for God. I want Amen. Him to be pleased with my life. I want him to know that I glorified him by living what he said to live, by obeying what he said to do, by following his commandments, and keeping them always before me. And glory to God, it goes on and says this. The Word of God was made flesh, in verse 14, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Glory to God. If you want to live in the truth, you want to hear the truth, then you get in the Word of God and you instill it in your heart, because without it, you're never going to please God. I don't care if you're the greatest man that ever walked and the best Bible scholar there's ever been. Without the Word of God living in your heart and you living in the Word, you can't make it. That is the old path. Is to get back like they used to and get in the Word of God and understand the Word of God and instill it inside you. Glory to God. Amen. But you can't understand it if you don't go over here to 1 Corinthians with me. In chapter 2, it tells you how to understand the Word of God, how to put the Word, glory to Jesus. I thought, glory to God, I can't sit still. I've thought about this many times. I'm not smart enough to know what God is telling me in every verse. I haven't been to Bible college and learned what they tell me. I ain't done nothing but been called by God to bring this Word, nothing else, not my opinion, but to bring the Word of God. And if it hurts somebody, I will never apologize for what I preach, because it'll come from this book. Glory to God. But I'm going to tell you something. The only way I know how to preach is by the Spirit of God that dwells within me, by the sweet Holy Ghost. And people in the New Testament, it's called the Holy Ghost. And you still won't say it in a lot of places, but that's exactly what Jesus called it. He said, "Well, pray the Father, he'll send you another comforter, which is the mm-hmm. Holy Ghost." And glory to God, when you get it, it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart, everything about you. The Holy Ghost knows it. So you've got to live this Word. You can't fool him. When he comes inside, he'll lead you, guide you. He'll teach you all things, and then he'll bring it to your remembrance. Glory to God. But glory to God. I want to read this. comes out of chapter 2 in 1 Corinthians. I'm start at verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. You see, we can't understand this. People say, well, the King James Version is so hard for me to understand. You're not supposed to understand it by yourself. You're supposed to seek out the Spirit of God, the sweet Holy Ghost to come inside you. He said, me and my Father will make our abode with you. They come inside. And it says in Romans, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. Don't deceive yourself. You think you can make it without the Spirit of God? Yeah, you will. You'll make it into hell, and that'll be your destination. Because if you don't love God enough to seek out his Spirit to come inside you, come into an altar and pray, and please forgive me, you're getting the job about halfway done. But straightening up your life and living in a way where when you seek the Holy Ghost, he comes inside. Glory to God. He reveals the deep things of God. It said, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God, listen to this, knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. That's who teaches us. That's what we're preaching. That's the old path. They wanted to seek out the Spirit of God. The old prophets would get down and pray, and they would seek God, and they would cover themselves sackcloth and ashes if they couldn't hear from him right off. They thought they might have done something wrong. That's how scared they was of God. Today there ain't no fear. Glory to God. It said, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, that we might know them. This word of God, this word of truth. Because Jesus told us in John, Big John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. Because he was the Word of God made flesh that dwelt among us and gave his life a sacrifice for your sins. You can't call him Lord, the Bible says, but by the Holy Ghost. That's the word in this book. You can't call him your Lord until you receive the Holy Ghost. People, you've got to have the Spirit of God. You can't know these things. He said, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. That's what God does. That's what he's brought inside us. And glory to God, until you understand that Jesus Christ was the Word of God that was made flesh. That's why he said, I'm the truth. The Word of God is the truth. And this is the truth. And it's glory to God. It's an old Bible. It's an old King James Bible. But it's the truth. And if you look, this is the Bible that's being fulfilled. Them new ones left verses out. Mm-hmm. They changed the word. They took Lord out of it so many times, and God out of it so many times, and the blood out of it so many times, and hell out of it so many times. When you go to taking away, you leave yourself with nothing. But praise God, when you add this word to your life and you seek out the path that God has chosen for his children to walk, glory to God, heaven is going to be your home. You will live with Jesus. You'll be just like it said over there in Ezekiel 36. You'll be my people, I'll be your God. Praise the Lord. Is that not what we seek after? Is that not the path that you choosing to walk today? Because if you can't get to the old path, you can't find God. It goes on down. It says this. I'm going to read verse 16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have his Spirit inside us. We're supposed to walk as Jesus walked, people. We have the mind of Christ. When somebody does something against us, we ought to be like Jesus on the cross. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. But what do we usually do? We get mad, blow up, have a fit, and have an enemy. I haven't got no enemies. If you've ever done something to me, I love you. I've forgiven you a long time ago. Don't worry about it. Call me. Come see me. Whatever. We'll pray together. Because that's what Jesus does. That's what he did for me. And that's what he'll do for you. But you've got to walk in that old path that God chose for us. Not, listen to this. A lot, they come into this Scientology, trying to get away from God and have something else be their God. They've cried out that we evolved from apes. What's a lie? They're still apes. If we evolved from them, they would have to evolve. There wouldn't be no more. That's a lie. And what about this? You remember Jim Jones and the bunch he took? He was trying to bring a new way. David Koresh, and all of them perished with him. I'm not perishing with a man, but I'm going to live with God. Now, friends, it's up to you today to choose. You can walk in this old path. And I'm going to tell you this. If you got to come out from among the world and be different and all that, the difference is we choose God. Over everything this world's got to offer, we choose God. That's the old path. That's the path God chose for us to walk in. And I'm praying today that you can find it. I don't want to stay too long. I want to give my brother plenty of time to preach. But I want you to understand this. The old path is now the path of Jesus Christ, to come into him. God the Father sent him down to be the payment, his suffering, to be the payment for our sins. And I'm going to tell you this. If none of you has ever read it, I ask you to go to Isaiah chapter 53 and read it and study it. Read it about three or four times and pray over that. See what Jesus did for you. See how much he loved you. And what all he suffered. Read over there what they did to him. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. About his crucifixion. About his death. His burial. But also about his resurrection. He's a living Savior today. And I just hope that you can find that old path. And come to him before it's everlasting too late. Because I love you like he did. I love you. I want you to be my brothers and sisters in heaven. Because we're all going to be children of God. We'll be brothers and sisters and have one Father. And brother, I'm going to turn back to you before I get started again, brother. I want to give you plenty of time to preach today.
Praise God there, Brother James. Just go ahead and obey the Lord there. We appreciate you and appreciate everyone that tuned in listening to us on Facebook and everyone that's on the Blog Talk Radio listening to us. We thank God for you. So, you know, I've been looking over this, been studying over this. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel like, Brother James, this is right where America is at today.
Yes.
And Jeremiah 6 and verse 16 says, thou sayest the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old path.
Amen.
For in is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk therein. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. We look around this world today and look around and see people. They're not walking in the ways of God. They're walking after their own selves. They're walking after their own lust. They're walking after everything that the devil has got to offer them. That's what they're going after. They're not trying their best to seek out God. They're not wanting to nothing to do with him. If they had, there wouldn't be all these rights. There wouldn't be all these things that are going on today that's going on. Praise God. I tell you what. I thank God right here. God said in here in verse 17, he said, also I sent watchmen over you, saying, hearken to thee. You know, praise God, hallelujah. I've got my Bible square away. I can't even see it. Go ahead and read that verse there, huh?
Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken.
You know, praise God, they're not hearkening today to the voice of God. You know, just like it was back in the days of Noah. whenever he was preaching and building that ark. You know, they didn't listen. They didn't hearken to his voice. And we can see, we can see that the whole world then was destroyed, all besides Noah and his wife and their three sons and their wives, and the animals that God told to take on the ark. That was the only thing, thank you, Jesus, that survived this world. And I'm here to tell you today, praise God, God told Noah, he said, I'll not destroy it the next time by flood, but I'm going to destroy it by fire. And I'm telling you today, we better be a preaching. I've said it here before. Preachers need to be back to preaching fire and brimstone like it's going to come down out of heaven, and it's going to destroy everything that don't have the name of Jesus wrote on it, don't have God in their life. And not seeking him and not walking after him, not trying to please him. They're after their own things. They're not hearkening to God. They said, we're not going to hearken to your voice. We're not going to walk therein. And I'm telling you today, that's where I believe America and the whole world at today. They're standing, we're not going to walk therein, praise God. It's too hard. But I'm here to tell you today, if you'll get on fire with the Holy Ghost, get this, the power of the Holy Ghost down in your heart and down in your life. This King James Version right here is a word that will carry us through. Hallelujah. It will take us into the straight gate. Praise God. There won't be no sin there. And there won't be no more devils there to tempt us. There won't be no more trials or nothing there. Praise God. Wait. I thank God today that I know, hallelujah, that we can seek out his path. I tell you, I fear God today. I stir my heart, my spirit all the time. Lord, am I pleasing you? God, I want to please you more than anything. I've just got to make it to heaven. I don't want to think about going into the lake of fire, where this world's going to end up at. People are going to end up in the lake of fire because they'll not hearken to the voice of God because they want to please their own self. They're lovers of their own self more than lovers of God. I'm here to tell you today, praise God. Let's go on down into verse, praise God, hallelujah, oh man. Verse 18. Go ahead and read it.
Therefore hear ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them.
Praise God. What's among you today? Nations, where you stand at today with God. Who's on your side? Who are you looking to today? Praise God, I tell you what. You better be looking to the voice of God. You better be trying to hear his voice. You better be realizing that he's going to come back one day, and he's going to catch us out if we're looking for him. But if we're not looking for him, we've not got our mind made up and not got our hearts and our eyes set on Jesus, we'll not make it, praise God. We'll be burning throughout eternity. How can you just imagine being laying in the lake of fire, to burn throughout eternity, and all you're going to be doing is you teeth and gnashing on each other, and you're going to be a crying like the rich man, just give me a drop of water while I'm tormenting these flames. I'm telling you today, you better hearken to the voice of God, not because of Lord your wood, or not because of most James Miles, but because God's word, hallelujah, tells us these things. We need to get into it, and we need to seek out the old path, and we need to walk therein, praise God, when we find it. That is the only good way, oh glory, hallelujah, is to follow the word of God. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, praise God. I was thinking over there, praise God, over there a while ago,
I thought Brother Miles was going to come on with it there. I've got over in Ezekiel. I was thinking he's going to come into 37 there, but I believe there's another chapter he come into. He told us to warn them to turn from their wicked ways. I tell you today, praise God, people need to turn from their weakness. They need to turn back to God. I'm trying my best to tell you that you're going to have to turn and get back on the right track. Are you going to burn? I don't want your blood on my hands. Praise God. I'm not that preacher that tells you that every road leads to heaven. There ain't but one way, and Brother Miles brought it up there a while ago about what Jesus said. He said he was the way. Praise God. I'm telling you, he's the only way tonight, and he's the only way that we're going to get into the kingdom of God. We've got to go through him, praise God. He is the door, praise God. He's the door of the sheepfold, and we've got to go that way. If we don't, we'll end up in a lake of fire. I don't want to go there, praise God. I made up my mind several years ago that I'm going to follow him. I'm going to walk after him. I'm trying my best to seek out the old path. I want to please him. I want to hear him say, well done. Come on in to the house of the Lord forever. Praise God, I tell you. This is something serious tonight. Praise God. Let's go over to another passage of scripture well known. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Praise God. I'm here to tell you today what God's word is telling us that we're going to have to do. And if we do this, I believe, hallelujah, that we can see some changes. I believe we'll hear from heaven. And I believe he'll hear from earth. And I believe he will touch us. Hallelujah. And change it, praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:14. I'm going to let Betty read it here.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Praise God. Hallelujah. He told us right there. If my people, which are called by my name, praise God. Hallelujah. Whose name are you called by today? Praise God, I tell you what, if you're called by his name, and if you'll humble yourself just like the word says right here, praise God, and call the season. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Praise God. I tell you, if my people, praise God today, are you called by his name? Are you his people today? Do you know him as your personal savior? Praise God, I tell you, a lot of people says, well, that ain't talking to the churches. But I believe that's talking to the people. Hallelujah. That one time said that they knew the Lord, but they still got sin in their life. People says, oh, I can't live above sin. But I'm here to tell you today, if you're walking in the Lord and if you're living his life and he's living in you and the Father's living in you, you're above sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You ain't going to be no sin there, praise God, because you don't have it. Hallelujah. Because Jesus, he was a man without any sin. Oh, praise God. He come here a perfect babe in Christ. Hallelujah. He come here, praise God, knew no sin. I've never done no sin. Even though he was tempted, even as you and I are tempted, but yet without sin, I'm here to tell you today, he said he overcome it, and you and I can overcome it if we'll walk in him and he walk in us. If him and his father took up hold with you, my friend, you're above sin. Hallelujah. You don't have to sin, praise praise God. I know people says, oh, I'm in this middle age. I can't live above it. I've got to sin a little bit more or less every day. I'm going to tell you, my friend, if God called you out and you committed a sin, you're not going into the kingdom of God because he tells you that there's no sin going to enter therein. Oh, praise God, the devil was casted out from up there. And he ain't going back in there no more. And you're not going in there if you got sin in your life. I know people may not like this, but that's all right. I'm going to tell you what the word says. And God tells us that we cannot sin and be a servant of his. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I tell you, let's go over to another. Let's go over to Isaiah chapter 1. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just borrow in here for a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. Select and find it. Isaiah 1 and verse 2. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hear, O heaven, and you hear, O earth. For the Lord hath spoken, I have nourished and brought up my children. And they have rebelled against me.
Praise God. Hallelujah. He brought up. God. Hallelujah. He brought up his children. Hallelujah. And they rebelled against him. I'm here to tell you today, praise God, that there's what God is telling us, that people, he brought them up, and they're coming against him. I'm telling you, praise God, people are going to turn back. They're going to have to come back to the old landmark, and they're going to have to seek out the old path, and they're going to have to walk therein. Praise God. Let's go back over to the Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, and verse 16 again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thou saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old landmark. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me start over on that. Praise God. Thou saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Praise God. That's what's wrong today. That's where the world's at today. They're not walking in the ways of God. They're not going to. Praise God. They want to do their own thing. They want to go their own route. But I'm here to tell you today, they're going to have to come back. Praise God. Like we was reading there in Second Chronicles 7:14 a while ago. We're going now to Jeremiah 29, praise God, in verse 13. I'm going to read 11 through 13. Let's see here. Jeremiah 29. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bear with me for a minute. Praise God. I got a brand new Bible and pages all trying to stick together on me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, 29 and 11 through 13. Okay, go ahead and read that.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Praise God.
Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with your whole heart.
Praise
with God. All your heart.
Praise God. I tell you, this is something right here tonight.
for I know the thoughts that I have, that I thought towards you, says the Lord, through those thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Praise God. God has given us, he knows the very thoughts that he's got on us. He knows the very things that he wants to do for us. Praise God that we've got a heart to his voice. If we ever want to do anything, if we ever want to go anywhere with him, we've got to come back. Praise God, I just can't get away from seeking out the old path because our people today is not walking in the old path. They're doing everything under the sun. They're still saying, oh, I can make it. I'm going to make it. Praise God, you're not going to make it, my friend, if you don't turn your life around and get on the old path and walk therein. Hallelujah. Quit trying to rebel against him. He's not going to stand with you. He's not going to be for you. If you're working against him, he's against you. I want his eyes up on me. I want to hear him say, well done. Come on in, Lord, and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight for this right here. Hallelujah. We're going down to where? We're going to Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 25.
The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him.
Praise God. The Lord, hallelujah. He's good unto us. If we just seek him, praise God. I tell you tonight, people needs to seek after the Lord. They need to get their minds made up that they want to make heaven their home. I'm here to tell you tonight, this is something, praise God, tonight that we definitely need to know. That we're going to have to turn back and follow after him if we ever want to make heaven our home. I tell you, I don't know of anybody that wants to go to hell, but I'm telling you tonight, I'll praise God if you don't turn your life around. He said, my people which are called by my name, I'll praise God. I tell you, there's people out here tonight have been called by his name, but they're not living the way that he wants them to live. They've got sin in their life. He's not looking down on you for goodness. If you've got sin in your life, you've got to separate yourself and come out from amongst the world. Hallelujah. She reads again. What is it? Luke 19 and verse 10.
Well, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus come here for. Seek to save that which was lost. Oh, praise God. Them that was whole need not a physician. Oh, praise God for them that didn't know him. Them that needed a Savior. That's what Jesus come here for. Praise God to save that which was lost. And I tell you, he found Lord Yearwood one day lost. He needed a Savior. Praise God. And I thank God when he called, I answered the call. I went to him. I said, yes, Lord. I asked you, God, to come into my life and to change me. Oh, praise God. I thank God that he come in. He didn't hesitate because whenever I asked him to come in, he come into my life. He changed me. Like Paul said, behold, all old things passed away, but I've become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise God. When God comes in, he changes you. You don't do the things you used to do. You don't talk the way you used to talk. You don't tell the jokes you used to tell.
Oh, praise God, you don't drink the drink that you used to drink. Oh, praise God, you change. You drink that new wine from heaven, and your language will change. Your tongue will change. Your thoughts will change. And you become somebody different. Hallelujah. You're not the same person that you were. Oh, praise God, I thank God for that. Hallelujah. We got another. We're coming out of James. Fourth chapter, verse 7 and 8.
Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, James 4, 7, there, a lot of times I have to come to it. A lot of times I have to submit myself to God. And resist the devil, and he said he would flee from me. Oh, praise God, and I tell you what, we can't be a double-minded person. If we're double-minded, we're going to be an unstable in all of our ways, just like a wave that's tossed and thrown up on the sea. But thank God, if we get our mind singled upon him and call upon him, hallelujah, the devil has to flee from us, and we can be as his children. Hallelujah. That's my desire is to be as God's children. I want to serve him. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight that he is my Father. Hallelujah. And Jesus is my Savior. And Jesus is my elder brother. I seek him on the devil every time he comes at me. Praise God. A lot of times I told it here before. I've nailed up a stake, a spiritual stake in Dalton, Georgia, right down there where the Lord come into my life. He saved my soul. Hallelujah. He changed my life. I might not have dotted every I and I might not have crossed every T, but I'm sure striving now because I feel that this time is soon come to an end. I believe the Lord is fixing to send Jesus back to get his own, and we better be ready. We better be looking for him. We better be standing with our eyes on him, just like the disciples was. Whenever the angels come to him and said, why are you men of Galilee standing here gazing up into heaven? That same Jesus that went away, he's going to return again in like matters. Hallelujah. I believe he's coming back one of these days on that cloud. Hallelujah, that he went away in. Praise God. He's going to be back on that white horse, and he's going to bring the host of angels that went with him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to bring them back with him. My friend, I tell you, this is something tonight you need to know, that you can turn your life back to God. Hallelujah. I think, I believe we've got a prayer request or two here that we might need to put on here tonight. There was a brother, a sister, lost her husband up in Ohio there. Betty knows who it is, I think, and there's some more there, and you can go over there on Facebook there and probably sign them. We got a whole bunch of them. We got two or three pages up here. We're not going to read all of them. Them are Tuesday night services, so we'll be back on next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We just done this here tonight to a special, so I want you to tune in on Tuesday nights right here at the same place, same channel, and listen to it. So I think, praise God, hallelujah. Sister Gladys, I think she got a request on there. Praise God. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Just bear with us just for a minute here. We find we got some prayer requests here on Facebook there, so we want everybody to pray for them there. Thank God for all of our listeners out there today and everybody that come on and listen to us, and just ask you to share this out on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook there whenever you
send it there, and thank God for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We'll find it here just in a second. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Appreciate you, Brother Miles, coming on there and obeying God with me there today.
No, you're welcome, brother. Y'all remember Matthew? He's having a hard time right now. He's really weak and throwing up and stuff from that cancer. They're having to give him more blood, trying to get him in out of Texas at that cancer center. So y'all remember him.
Okay, we sure will.
Okay, Gladys says, please pray for Benjamin. They did surgery on his hand, but they are now talking about amputation. So let's remember Benjamin in the prayers. And let's also remember a lady by the name of Marilyn. Her husband died yesterday, and she's wanting everybody to remember her.
Great.
Let's remember all the people listening out there today on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook. And we'll just pray for them.
Let's just go to the Lord and pray for our form right now. Pray for them. And we've got about 4 minutes left, I think. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you, God.
We come before you, God.
We come today, God, we thank you, Lord, for the name.
God, we thank you, Lord, I know
what you
are.
And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have with our Lord Jesus.
Right now, I know the name of
Lord,
and I
am
the
Lord,
and
Father,
we
thank
you,
Lord,
Lord,
the honor
that you
have with
us, that you will thank us, Father,
Lord,
we well, if we like to win the name, let it carry it out and be restored whole. Dear God, I
and
ask for man.
I pray
for a miracle of God.
God.
And I ask for help.
Lord, you
know, more times
than this earth.
He's in your hand. I know it's truly in love for everything. Dear God,
and Lord,
you have done everything that you have done.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother James, tell us about the church you go to up there.
We call it Crestview Pentecostal Church, what everybody calls it. And it's 4 miles, about 4 or 4.5 miles north of Berea on Highway 25, be on the right-hand side. As a little road turns out, and the big sign there to tell you about it. And it's right now they're having it Sunday morning, 10:30, and on Wednesday nights at 7. But when things get back to normal, they'll also have a Saturday night service at 7 and a Sunday night service at 7.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. We was up our last weekend. God really moved, really blessed. Thank God for it. So I'm going to let Betty turn our church announcement in here.
We'd like to invite everyone to come out to Partner Church of God. That's 5810 New Highway 68, Partner, Tennessee. And the service times are 10 a.m. Sunday, 10:45 for morning worship, and 6 o'clock p.m. on Sunday night, and 7 p.m. on Wednesday night.
And praise God. And Brother Dennis Snow will make you welcome. So come on out and join us there. So God bless you. We're going off. So we'll say good night to everybody. And God bless. We love you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Love y'all.
Good night. God bless. Love y'all.
Good night. Love you. Praise the Lord.